This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, September 28th. Well, we have the NASDAQ market down sharply this morning, and when the NASDAQ market drops 1% or more at the opening, two-thirds of the time it does reverse by the end of the day. So if history repeats, there will be a good buying opportunity today. Now, if you want to play it safe, I'd wait till 2 p.m. Eastern time just to see if that reversal starts. But there's no doubt that NASDAQ got up on the wrong side of the bed. Now, of course, what's rattling the market are two things. One is that short-term interest rates are at a three-month high, and the 10-year Treasury, of course, is well above 1.5%. But, you know, the intermediate rates, 3-, 6-month, 1-year, 2-year, 3-year, that all started to bulge last week when what we call the dot plot people at the Fed were anticipating a rate increase next year. And so that's already impacting market rates and starting to pull up other parts of the yield curve. So that is one thing that's rattling the markets, just a little tilt up in the yield curve. But the other thing is we have inflation and it seems to be getting worse. So let me elaborate on what's going on. Crude oil prices were over $80 a barrel today. That's unusual because usually worldwide demand drops in the fall. But the real crisis in the energy patch is natural gas. In the U.S., we view natural gas as a transitory fuel until we can have a green agenda. But the problem is it's probably going to be transitory for a few decades because there's no good alternative for wintertime, okay? The second problem is Europe does not have natural gas reserves right now. No one wants to go out and buy natural gas, okay, at these spot prices. So if they have a freeze this winter, like they had last winter, they're in trouble, okay? And already you have natural gas prices up sixfold in Britain alone. And so that's going to get passed on in your utility bill, and that will get people very upset, and people are already upset in Britain because there's gas lines at the petrol stations because they ran out of drivers, and apparently the whole driver crisis in Britain is due to Brexit and work visas and all that good stuff. So, you know, Boris Johnson over there has his hands full. He has a very, very upset public, okay? But this is now spreading to all of Europe, and the whole green agenda is really going to prove to be very, very expensive. And had we been investing in more natural gas or more traditional fossil fuel infrastructure, you wouldn't have this inflation. You know, when the companies go out and build an LNG plant, they look for a 10-year payback. Or when they drill for new natural gas, they look for a 5- or 6-year payback. So we will get some drilling going because prices are so high, okay? But it takes years to bring new supply online. So we have very, very serious inflation right now. And that's going to put more upward pressure on interest rates. The final thing that's weighing on the market is the deficit ceiling. You know, everybody's warning about October 18th. Please raise the deficit ceiling by October 18th. Obviously, Nancy Pelosi would like to, you know, raise the deficit ceiling and then pass the infrastructure spending at the same time. Obviously, the other party's not going to allow that to happen. So all the finger pointing will go back and forth. So the fears of a government shutdown are starting to creep in, although I wouldn't say they're real yet. Normally, we can raise the deficit ceiling without passing new laws, new taxes, and things like that. So, but these are just all things weighing on the market at this moment. In the meantime, consumer confidence came out today, and it did drop, okay? And both present situations and expectations dropped. So consumers are a little moody, okay? And so we'll just see what happens. Now, last month in August, okay, retail sales, excluding vehicles, was up 1.8%. That's big, folks. So we can be moody, but as long as we're spending money, it's still going to be okay. All right. So we'll see what happens. So just a lot of cross currents, a lot of uncertainties. We're still in the midst of quarter and window dressing. Yesterday was an interesting day because NASDAQ was 1.98% behind the Russell 2000. So some of the strength we saw yesterday was quarter and window dressing in the small caps, but NASDAQ wasn't participating, so NASDAQ's now pulling down the overall markets. But there's no place to go as far as I'm concerned. We have another good earnings announcement season ahead of us. I expect a strong finish to the quarter, especially on Thursday, which will be the last day of the quarter. That's when the ETFs have their 90-day rebalancing. These are the ETFs rebalance every 90 days. There are active ETFs, and then there are 90-day ETFs. So typically, they buy our stocks at the last day of the quarter, so we'll benefit from that. So I just want you to know that when we have these big dips in NASDAQ at the opening, 67% of the time, we do reverse and higher. So I don't think we should panic, but we should watch the volume and just assess everything. So I'll be very interested in the market around 2 p.m. Eastern today, 11 Pacific, to see if we get any kind of reversal. And even if we don't, we'll probably be up tomorrow, because that's what markets do. They go up one day, down the next, up one day, down the next. We're just in this washing machine type market. I am finding that when we screen and select our stocks, they are also getting a little bit more narrow. So those are my comments, folks. Hang in there. The main thing is if we have inflation, we can profit from it. You know, companies can raise their prices, and stocks are typically a great, great inflation hedge. So do not worry about all the inflationary forces rumbling through the markets in the world. Some of it's, created by bad government policy. But it doesn't matter. It's happening, and we just have to live with it. And the one good news I have for you is we're a lot better shape than Europe. At least we don't have gas lines yet, okay? At least we have vast natural gas reserves in America. We don't have to buy LNG like much of Europe. So I think we'll be okay. But these are the cross currents that are affecting the market as I speak. So I just wanted to update you. So I do think we'll have a great buying opportunity, and I do think we'll hopefully get a reversal a little later on today, but I just want to update you on the market's latest gyrations. So it's Louis Navalier, and I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.